The next patient is Ruben Yanez Cabrera. Ruben is R-U-B-E-N, and Yanez is Y-A-N-E-Z space Cabrera, C-A-B like in boy, R like in Roger, E like in echo, R like in Roger, A like in alpha. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white male, Hispanic male, who is referred by Ms. Esmeralda, E-S-M-E-R-A-L-D-A, González, G-O-N-Z like in Zulu, A-L-E-S. APRN for evaluation of proteinuria, period. The patient has a 13-year history of diabetes mellitus. And after reviewing the referral, we noticed that his compliance with medications and his compliance especially with the diet have been very questionable. The hemoglobin A1C used to be more than 10%, and after the adjustment of the medications and the incorporation of the Farxiga, the laboratory workup has shown definitely increase the laboratory has shown improvement of the condition. The serum creatinine came from 1.6 to 1.2. The fasting blood sugar was 138. There was a slight hyperfiltration. And this lab was in April of the year 2023. The hemoglobin A1C had come down to 8.4. The patient had an albumin creatinine ratio that was down, that was 894, period. The patient doesn't have any evidence of retinopathy, doesn't have any evidence of coronary artery disease, and has not developed peripheral vascular disease. It is our impression that the patient has early stages of the diabetic nephropathy that have been approached correctly with the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor. The diet is recommended to be a low-sodium diet with a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours and a plant-based diet. He eats a lot of protein according to the dietetic history that we took. We are going to follow this diabetic nephropathy in a couple of months with a laboratory workup. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is improving, as mentioned before. Number three, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today in the office is 159 over 78 with a BMI of 29, a body weight of 206 pounds. The patient is advised to continue losing weight and follow the changes in the diet. Following number, the patient has evidence of hyperlipidemia that is going to be reevaluated. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to review the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.